On with Stupid is on the air. IWS, exposing the stupid, 24/7 on the web, 45/2 on the radio. On with Stupid is on the air.
Madam J, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you from the holy palatial digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles to my west-southwest, a man who loves the holy baby Jeebus not only on Easter, but every day of his life, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, folks and friends and frenemies and disinterested folks tuning in around the world. Thanks for being here. Great to have you here on this glorious Easter Sunday. A beautiful day here in the Ozarks. Amazing day for most people. Not me. I'm in pain today.
I'm sorry. What happened?
It's a struggle. The old back flaring up, the old arthritis, sciatica combination, or whatever it is.
Wow.
Yeah. Struggling through the day, hitting the ibuprofen already this morning. Didn't get much sleep last night.
Aww.
Jesus is testing me, but here I am. Here I am.
You're a trooper.
Oh, yeah. I'm scrappy.
You are scrappy.
Most people would have taken the day off.
It's amazing with your back that you could carry that cross.
I know.
To the show.
It's quite the burden. So, but how are you doing, Matt?
I'm doing fine now. A little struggle myself yesterday, a little testing by the J-Man himself.
Oh.
The JC was sending some real weirdos through the beer mine yesterday, Jay.
He was just trying to keep you entertained.
Yes, well, he kept me entertained. He kept me pissed off is what he did. That's what he did. Hey, what kind of cigarillos do you have? We only have grape. Do you have blueberry? We only have grape. Hey, what kind of good beer do you have? What?
Oh, God.
It's all good. What kind do you want? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's when you sell them sell them the expensive stuff.
Yes.
What's your biggest markup?
That's right, Heineken. Hell yeah, baby.
There you go. Heineken's the biggest markup. What do you got that's good? Oh, Heineken. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's a great value, too.
That's right. And it's foreign. It's fancy.
Exactly. An import. You should have a fancy import for such an important day.
We carry two imports, Corona and Heineken.
What? No Dos Equis?
No. Nah, that's a little highbrow.
What do you work in?
Well, we got poor Mexicans here, Jay.
Yeah, much like the guy who drives our satellite truck, Paco.
Yes.
Or Poncho or Taco. I don't remember what name we gave him.
Not only do they all look alike, they all sound alike.
And none of them will drive south. I don't know what the deal is. We need to make a run to Texas. No, no.
No, no, no.
That's too close. A big crowd in the chat room.
Yeah, as I thought there would be. We've got three guests in the chat room right now. We've got Mike.
Hi, Mike.
And we have the uber lovely Joe.
How you doing?
Yes. And there's one other guest. You can't. It doesn't appear on the screen. But Jesus Christ is
absolutely
in the chat room.
He's in the chat room. He's in your heart. He's always there.
And he will be in the chat room for the next 40 days as he roams the earth before he's taken up to heaven.
Right. Something like that.
Uh-huh.
But he won't be in everybody's chat room. Some people deny him.
Exactly.
And he's also reading blogs.
Yes, he does.
But he can't comment on a lot of people's blogs because they make it complicated. You have to sign in. He's not one to sign in.
You need to let that go, Jay. Just, you know, just ignore those blogs. But you can't, can you?
It's one of those things. I just can't let it go, man. I just can't let it go.
See, you ought to be like me. I always let things go. I never harp on things.
Oh, I know. I know. That's you know, one of our differences there. Is that you just, you know, the world just flows right on by you. Or,
yeah.
Whereas I let things fester. All right, so you got any big shout-outs? Other than, of course, to Jesus.
Oh, yeah, big shout-out to the J-Man. The capital J-Man. You're just J-Man. He is J-Man.
Well, he's the J-Dash Man. That's why I didn't use that.
The J-Dash Man, that's correct. Actually, no, I had a lot of people piss me off, so I have no shout-outs this week.
Well, other than our good friends in the chat room, and by the way, speaking of the lovely Miss Jo, if you go to Facebook and you go to my Facebook page, and I'm doing this as I speak because I'm never prepared for anything. If you go to facebook.com/artkills, you can like Joe Sequist's Art Must Die page, and you should do that. You should do it quickly.
Oh, yeah. There is no reason not to like Joe.
Right. Absolutely. So get out there and do that, people.
Because
I shared that on Facebook, and I think, you know, being the world-famous internet radio star that I am, I think she got crushed with maybe 2 or 3 people. It went over and liked the page. I'm glad I could be so helpful.
I like her so much. I visit her Facebook page several times a day.
Yes.
Typically when Schmoop's already in bed.
Yeah, I liked her page in a very inappropriate manner.
Well, you just practice a different kind of art, so.
You know. Exactly.
It's all in one's interpretation.
Oh, and Joe corrected me. It was just one. Just one person.
Well, that was kind of hurtful.
Well, you know what? She keeps it real.
She does.
She keeps us grounded, you know.
That's very good. Oh, I'll tell you what, Jay. I was grounded this morning.
Oh, you were?
No, seriously, I was such a good boy. I went to
church?
Sleep. What's that?
That's a church?
Well, yeah, let me tell you. I went to bed early last night for me on a Saturday night. I got up this morning very early, like 6, took a shower, got dressed. I went to a 7 a.m. Mass at St. Teresa's Catholic Church. Then I came home and cooked breakfast for Schmoop.
Wait. You got up and went to Mass this morning?
Yes, I did. I'm still in a suit.
You went to Mass.
Yeah. Okay, not really. You know what I did?
Yeah.
I got up, I took a shower, I went to Kroger's, got a thing of flowers, handed them to Schmoop and said, Happy Easter, and then cracked open a beer. That's what I actually did.
There you go.
Yeah, and there's no suit. I'm in boxers and a T-shirt right now.
And I tell you, because I just wasn't going to let that go, because Jesus would not have found that funny at all. And although I can assure you, all across the country, big crowds in church today.
Huge.
Yeah. Easter and Christmas are the two biggest days for the church business.
That's right.
The plates, the offering plates will be their fullest.
Mm-hmm.
Got to take advantage of that.
That's right.
But I got news for those folks. Jesus keeps track of the people who just show up on Christmas and Easter.
Yes, so. He does.
So remember that. Dude's got a long memory.
And there's a name for those people. As a local pastor here in town calls them, Creasters.
That's good.
Yeah, I know.
I
always called them, I just always referred to them as C&D people, but I prefer Creasters is pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. It's nice of you to give him credit, too. You could have just taken credit for that.
I could have, but, you know, it's Easter.
But not on Easter.
No. God.
But I wanted to give a quick shout-out to the manager of the Miami Marlins, good old Ozzie Guillen,
who
we all love and we hope never goes away.
Oh, no.
In a magazine, in a Miami magazine yesterday, he was quoted as saying that he loves and respects Fidel Castro.
Which is always something that you want to say when you're the manager of a team in Miami.
In Miami, absolutely. So things are off to a great start down there. Endearing himself to the locals.
Mm-hmm.
As only Ozzie can.
I'm waiting for him to call Jose Marti a fag.
Like he did. Well, he did Jay Mariotti, and nobody really felt bad for Mariotti.
Well,
so.
No, how could you?
I love the way he wouldn't take it back, too.
Well.
I love in his apology, he said that he apologizes to anybody out there who's offended by the word, and he apologizes to the gay community. He says, but I'm not going to apologize to Jay Mariotti. No.
Those Latins are blustery. So,
hey,
there you go.
Big news today.
What?
Lent. Lent is over.
Lent is over. Boy, we should have the fanfare sound effect up for that one.
Dun, da, da, da. And I really thought you would be eating pizza during the show.
Oh, I am going to right after the show.
You got it lined up, do you?
Yes.
I did have Pizza Hut.
I'm going to have Pizza Hut and Subway. And for those of you who don't know, I gave up bread for these cruel, what is it, 44 or 46 days? Oh,
46.
Yes. 12:07 last night, though, Jay. Oh, that was nice, Jay. That was very good. I think that.
Oh, that made me feel a little better, too, right
I'm
there.
I'm glad. Took a little pressure off the back, did it?
Yeah, it did.
12:07 last night, I made a mini sub out of the little Schwebel mini sub buns that Schmoop so passive-aggressively bought earlier in the week, and made a big old bologna and Swiss cheese and mayo sub, threw it in the microwave for like 30 seconds and downed it, and it was awesome. Yeah.
orgasmic experience.
I had a hard on while I was eating it. It was the strangest feeling.
And there you went and wasted one of your 7 erections you get each year.
I know.
Oh, never mind. I'm kidding. That was no waste.
That's right. Because after I got done eating the sandwich, I brought up Joe's Facebook page and everything was fine again.
There we go.
Hey-o. Sorry, Joe. Kidding, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, and today will be Subway and Pizza Hut. So.
Excellent.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Outstanding. And see, Scott Bull is currently in the chat room.
Well, that's unfortunate.
But apparently he's not in the chat room now.
Oh, that's a shame. You know who took him out. You know who kicked him out.
Yeah, you know it. Jesus.
Jesus.
Knocked him out of the chat room.
He said, get that shit out of here.
Jesus said, you know, that dude just fills the room up.
Exactly. In fact, Scott Bull was kind of like Paul Gasol, and Jesus was like Blake Griffin.
Uh-huh. And, of course, unlike Blake Griffin, he didn't have to commit a flagrant one.
So, yeah.
Phone lines are open.
As they always are, at 661-244-9852. That's 661-244-9852.
And, of course, the hotline brought to you by any and all bread products.
Exactly. Brought to you by Schwabels.
What is a Schwabels?
Oh, my God. Schwabels are great. Soft bread. Really. Their Italian bread is awesome.
What are they, just, like rolls? Or are they
well, they make
sliced bread?
They make sliced. They have a full line of doughy products.
Oh, okay. Must be something local.
Regional.
Regional.
Yeah.
Yes. Kind of like those chips you always talk about that I've never seen here.
Oh, you need a bag of chips, don't you?
Well, what's the name of them?
Grippos.
Grippos, yeah. Yeah. We don't have those around here.
No. You like barbecue?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you sounded hurt. I'll make sure.
I was just saying that, you know, you have these regional products up there that I've never heard of, so I have to ask about them. I mean, all we have down here is kick your ass hot sauce, but
I'll make sure. You know what I'm going to do? This week, I already have a head shake from my personal assistant. This week, you are getting a pint of Wild Apple Rose, the apple flavor, and a bag of barbecue Grippos.
Ooh.
And some Schwabel's bread.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and the PA is the one
praise
that tossed the Schwabel's bread in there. Oh, yeah,
well,
you're set.
Wood. She's thoughtful.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, I went to, we have another liquor store has opened up here in town. And, again, no Wild Irish Rose.
That's just wrong.
They do have 3 different flavors of Manischewitz.
Really?
Blackberry, elderberry, and the grape. And their Manischewitz is only $5.
Is that for a fifth?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad. The other place was $5.99, so.
Very nice.
So they will definitely be getting all of the Jewish business here in town.
I'm sure there's a lot of Jewish business to be had down there, too.
Tons, I'm sure. Although it could be, you know, it might surprise you.
Yeah, I know. Billy Joe Steinmetz probably lives down there, and
probably. Joe says that Jesus is wearing socks with sandals.
That is gauche.
Bermuda shorts.
I can see that. So, you got any big plans for the resurrection today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big day. Big celebration right after the show. I'll be
really.
I'll be watching the Knicks against the Bulls, and then I'll watch the end of the Masters after a nap, and then of course the big traditional Easter Sunday dinner of spaghetti.
That's very good.
So
are you going to have spaghetti and matzo balls?
No. No, just the traditional spaghetti.
Yeah. You know,
traditional kind of guy.
Well, you know what I like about that, Jay?
What's that?
It's because you're not confined. You just don't revel under the label of being a Christian. You just be yourself and worship Christ yourself, unlike, you know, well, a lot of other people.
No. I worship Christ in my own way, which is what he wants, basically. I don't go to some big mega church and have people tell me how I should be.
Right.
And I don't sit there and have somebody preaching prosperity gospel to me.
Oh, God. You know, there's a lot of Christians, and I say that parenthetically. I love that word. that I just don't like. And I'm sure there's a lot of Christians that you just don't like either.
Oh, absolutely. For most people, they would probably put Judas at the top of the list. But I really, top of my list is Kirk Cameron. I can't stand the guy.
Oh, God. Don't you just want to punch his little face? Or even if my hands were a little bigger, just squeeze his head.
I know that there's some that you're not a big fan of.
Who's that?
Well, you told me the other day that you really loathe Doubting Thomas.
Well, you know. Well, you know, I think for God. Well, I don't know, but I love you. Can I be
yeah,
a Bible?
Exactly.
Can I be a Bible?
It's just a black hole of negativity.
There is. Always a big downer. Always a big, Yeah,
and then he pretends, I believe now. And then next thing you know, he's out there on a blog site telling everybody that the moon landing was faked.
Yeah. But God is real, unless you question me about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't really like St. Peter much either.
Why is that?
Well, that whole Prince of the Apostles tag really went to his head.
Yeah, it did.
A little arrogant.
But he was, long before today, he's the one, I'm the Rock. What's this thing you got called the Rock now? I was the Rock.
In fact, he's probably suing the Rock for the name, the Rock. And the Rock's like, well, I don't see that you have a trademark on that name. He's, oh, no. I trademarked it with Jesus.
Mm-hmm. After I denied him 3 times, I did.
Phone lines are still open. Look at that.
You got to comment. See, if you call in, Jay called in, and he's getting a bottle of Wild Irish Rose, a bag of Schwebel's bread, and Griffo's barbecue potato chips. See what you could have? Benny Hinn's another one I don't like.
Really?
Yes. I know that comes as a shock.
Yeah. Boy.
Because
you don't find him entertaining at all?
Oh, I find him very entertaining. The only thing is, he's such a schlep.
Yeah.
he's another of the prosperity guys, preaching the prosperity, because he had one quote that I just adore. It is seared into my head, just like Gore's Cambodia days. Where in the Bible does it say I have to drive a Honda? I love that quote.
Excellent. And even Hondas are really fairly expensive. He should probably be driving a Kia.
Either way, wouldn't that make it kind of like a Buddhist car, though?
Yeah, so maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe you go then.
I'll tell you another. Well, actually, it's a collection of Christians I don't like, and that would be Christians on Facebook.
I was just going to say that there's also people who come along on Facebook and tell you you need to accept Jesus into your life.
And that's all they post 24/7. And I'm sick of their PDJs, which would be public displays of Jesus. In fact, if Jesus were here today, he'd get on Facebook and he'd go, is this what I've become?
But you know what? There's a lot of great Christians out there too, though.
Like whom?
John Tesh. Don't tell me you don't love John Tesh.
I can't stand John Tesh.
And Connie Selica.
I'd like to bang Connie Selica, but I can't stand John Tesh.
Oh, man. Oh, I love John Tesh. And, of course, Tim Tebow.
Well, he's giving a sermon today.
Yeah, you know what? They're going back and forth as to whether it's going to be a sermon or if he's just going to be there for a little question and answer.
Probably do a little autograph signing.
He's going to be signing pictures of Jesus. He's going to be signing his name on.
Yes.
For only $19.95, you can have a 10x8 picture of Jesus Christ signed by Tim Tebow.
And the and what he'll write is AKA Tim Tebow.
And if you give us your name and address, we'll send you a life-size poster of Tim throwing a pass to Jesus.
That's right. And a lifetime of mailers asking for donations.
Exactly. You know, when my mother, when she was in college, they used to listen to that radio station out of Del Rio, Texas, the one that that gave the world Wolfman Jack.
Yeah.
They had a guy on, it was all-night radio, and he would tell people, he would sell autographed pictures of Jesus. He would send in your money in an envelope, and he would send back an autographed picture of Jesus. And in fact, for a while, he had special life-size pictures of Jesus.
That would be both creepy and cool to have in your house.
It really would be. You know, a life-size cardboard standee of Jesus would be pretty sweet.
Yes,
standing right next to my life-size cardboard standee of Miley Cyrus.
Hell, I had to attach it to the bedroom ceiling.
Only 40 seconds if you want to get in on the, you want to call in, get in on the after show.
At 661-244-9852. Come on, Mike. Show Jesus you love him.
And Joe, we want to hear Joe's sexy, squeaky kitten voice.
I don't think we're ever going to get to hear that. That would be hot, though.
Yeah.
Maybe
we had
a
guest
save
that was in and out.
Maybe she'll call in during the rapture show when it actually happens.
Maybe. Right. So you know another thing that's associated with Easter is, of course, the Easter Bunny.
Yes.
Which
and why is that?
I was thinking about some of my favorite bunnies. Again, most people would probably go with Bugs on that.
I love Bugs.
I do too, but I think I'm gonna go with Barbie Benton.
Oh my God! I was just gonna say that. She was the prototypical one, although that was first. But I think she defines Playboy.
I agree. Old school.
Yep.
Playboy bunny hotness.
Yes.
Not a woman with a 17-inch waist and 52-inch boobs.
Right.
Like the freaks they put in there now. She wasn't photoshopped all to hell. She was, you know, a real woman. And she was cute and had a nice sense of humor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I always liked her. Of course, I think my favorite one was Barbara Walters.
Baba Wawa.
He was a hot bunny.
You know what Mike says, too late, tried to call. You know, wine on Easter Sunday, that's not good. That's not good, buddy.
I couldn't get a dial tone.
Of course, his problem is, you know, he tries to call in with 1 second left, and it's not easy to time it out when he uses a rotary phone. Yeah. When Mrs. Mike, hurry, hurry, damn nine.
Well, Jay, I'll tell you what. Let's get us back into the mood of Easter.
Okay.
You know what it's all about. I think we're being a little, you know, childish and stuff. So.
Oh. It's
so maybe
about
we need
love, and it's about music.
Yeah, exactly. We need a good hymn.
Yeah. It's about singing the praises.
That's right. Singing the
Jesus.
Praises and getting the blueberry off our faces.
That's right.
So let's play this little ditty, should we?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now. Come on, baby, do the resurrection. It's Son of God approved, so give it a chance now. Come on, baby, do the resurrection. It's pissing off the Romans and the Pharisees. It's easier to learn than your IXVs. So come on, come on, and do the resurrection with me. You've got to die on a cross now. Come on, baby, jump up. Get nailed. In 3 days you'll begin to inhale. Whoa, whoa, now that you can do it, let's build a church now. Come on, baby, do the resurrection. Genuflection in the Catholic Church now. Come on, baby, do the resurrection. Lose that Jewish attitude, just let it go. The spreading of the gospel takes a lot of dough. So come on, come on, do the resurrection with me. Oh yeah!
I feel as though I'm back in the fold.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
That's just, beautiful song of praise.
Mm-hmm.
Hope everybody was singing along and dancing.
Well, there was at least one person.
Oh, I was just tapping the old toes, just listening.
That's good. What? I wasn't.
Eyes closed, hands in the air. Raising the roof.
Well, the one person I was talking about, it wasn't me, Jay. You know who it was?
Who?
You know who it was. And it's time for her.
Tea break with Schmoop. Man, things move fast here on I'm with Stupid Land.
No kidding.
It goes straight from singing songs of praise to Schmoopalicious.
To our Lord Jesus Christ on this happy Easter day.
Oh, there you go. You were watching Easter cartoons this morning, weren't you?
Yes, I was. Yeah, because I had Fox and Friends.
Was that a Charlie Brown?
No, it was Fox and Friends.
Of course.
And if that's not a cartoon.
It's definitely it's the unintentional comedy hour.
No kidding. So how are you today, dear? I hear your back is bad.
Struggling. It's feeling better. It's loosening up, and the ibuprofen kicked in, and
the Jim Beam.
I'm feeling a little better. Do what?
And the Jim Beam.
And the Jim Beam. Yeah. Kind of relaxing. It's just to relax me a little, you know. Just I was a little tense.
Medicinal purposes.
Oh, of course. Of course. You know, the doctor prescribed a 2-ounce shot at a time.
For how long? You know, 3-4 hours?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like ibuprofen, you can take 2, 3, 4 of them. Yeah,
8, 9.
Eight.
Or as my brother takes them for his legs, 12.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, it takes care of that restless leg syndrome, too.
It does.
So how are you doing?
I'm doing good. You got big doings today?
No, like I told Matt, just going to watch some basketball and golf and have spaghetti for dinner.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, you know, you don't want to be one of these people. I don't want to be one of these people that suddenly shows up for church on Easter pretending that that's all it takes, you know. So
I haven't gone to church since, Grandma dragged me there when I was a child. And I mean drag.
Well, I haven't been. Let's see. I went with my sister probably like 3 years ago to the night before Thanksgiving, Wednesday night service. And we were up there, but they were having free pie, so...
Well,
I'm not going to claim I was going for the right reasons.
Exactly. Hang on, sweetie.
Okay.
Yes.
Free pie. That's what we were talking about.
Oh, really? That sounds dirty.
Well, no, it was.
Oh.
It was the last time I went to church. I went with my sister. Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, and I went when my sister said, there's free pie after the service. Oh, really? What kind? Chocolate? Lemon? Lemon! Apple pie? I hope it's not blueberry.
You don't want that all over your face.
I don't want... Yeah. I said, Jesus, so there you are with the blueberry all over your face.
That would be Judas. He had a blueberry pie the night of the Last Supper.
Exactly. Yep. Judas
was
the one with the blueberry all over. You got Jesus' blueberry all over your face. We should have done that as a Al Sharpton. Yeah,
we should have. Oh,
yes. Record it. We'll record it and hang on to it for next Easter. It's up.
Uh-huh. Once again, post facto genius from Jay and Matt.
A big RIP to Mike Wallace.
Yeah.
Legendary CBS newsman.
Mm-hmm.
Passed away this morning. And everybody in Pittsburgh, calm down. It's not your wide receiver, Mike Wallace. It's, it's you're all right. You're all right, guys.
I just wonder what he died from. You know, I just can't figure that out.
I can't either. It's just as big a mystery as Thomas Kincaid kicking at 54.
Can't, well, yeah.
I think he died of assholism.
Or overexposure.
Anyway, I wonder if he heard a voice telling him, run to the light, Jim, run to the light. No.
I'll tell you what we haven't mentioned yet today, Jay. There's another group of people celebrating this weekend.
Absolutely. It's Passover this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to send a shout out to the Jews and to our favorite Jew.
Oh.
No, not Jesus. Our favorite Jew is Sweet Pea.
Oh, yeah.
And the family, Sweet Pea.
And the family.
We're quite popular there.
Yeah, probably cutting up the brisket as we speak.
I would think so, which unfortunately Sweet Pea says she isn't going to have any of because she's not eating meat.
Yes.
So, even on Passover, that's commitment right there.
I can't. Why do they get like 3 days? Why are there, you know?
You know, we just get the 1 day on Sunday.
We get, yeah, and Christmas. We get 1 day. Oh, no, they got Hanukkah, 8 days.
It's amazing.
Passover lasts for three.
And you notice how they schedule their holidays at the same time as ours?
Uh-huh.
Trying to weasel in on our action.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure, they claim they had it first and blah, blah, blah. But
them and their magic candle. And well, I hope not.
I'm sure the peach-flavored Manischewitz is flowing.
Yeah,
Sweet
so,
peas.
Yes. Oh, and I'll tell you what. You know, do you know who Jay Sekulow is?
Excuse me. No, I don't.
He's this awful man that uber-Catholic Sean Hannity has on a lot of times. He's with the American Center for Law and Justice. It's a...
I do know who he is.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about now?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's argued before the Supreme. He's a messianic Jew. I got a problem with those people.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, my God. Oh, I want it both ways. Yes, I'm a Jew, but I believe in Jesus Christ. No, no, pal. No, there's none of that going on. You take a stand right here, right now, just like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did. You're either with him or against him. Take that to the Supreme Court, Jay Sekulow. Whew. Okay, I'm better. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. Glad you were able to get that in.
I am too.
And speaking of Fox, on Wednesday we're gonna do a Fox News style show.
Yes, we are.
It's coming Wednesday, so that should be a lot of fun.
Oh, it's gonna be hilarious.
Some people have said it's a wild and crazy, yet somewhat offensive time.
Some people would say this leans to the left.
And then. Then, of course, we'll be back here next Sunday doing God knows what.
What is next Sunday? Maybe we got another Jewish holiday we could celebrate. No, there's nothing on the 14th.
No,
however,
3 days short. 3 days short of one, right?
Well, that's true. On the 18th, we will be celebrating Yom HaShoah.
And we're out of time. So thanks, everybody.
Happy Easter, everyone.